Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Just signing up for Beyonce.com. I don't know why I didn't do that earlier.
I'm getting those tickets.
I know, and I'm just like, I don't want to go. I mean, yeah. I want to go so bad, but I just...
Oh, that's going to be spendy.
All of it is.
Yeah. Got to pick and choose.
Julia, you do not have the concert appetite that I
never have.
You never have, so it's no big deal.
But I love some of them. I'm missing, you know what we haven't heard yet? Who's at the Minnesota State Fair? One of my favorite... Yeah. Places to see a concert.
Usually we start hearing, every once in a while we'll get a concert date for a grandstand show in January, but it's usually February. When we talk to John Bream, hopefully, about Grammys and all kinds of other music things, we could ask him.
Yeah, when are we going to hear about who's at the fair?
Yeah, but usually, like, I think the year that Tim McGraw was announced early, the year he had to cancel.
We knew about that one.
January, because we got tickets because we knew Tim. That was because he was part of a bigger tour.
That was a great show. He had his shirt off a lot.
It really was. Well, speaking of great shows, so, I guess I did not realize this, but the Tom Petty's estate, they still... tweet for him, which, you know, seems
Leslie
to be,
Jordan does, yeah, the state does
it's
this.
A smart way of keeping somebody's music and everything alive and all of that good stuff.
100%.
And so Tom Petty tweeted today, because Lisa Marie Presley would have turned 55 today, if you can believe it, that her heavenly birthday is so close to her passing.
Yeah.
Bummer.
Yeah, passing dates. I know. So the Tom Petty estate tweeted, it doesn't even say what the date is of, you know, when this was, but it's a clip of Tom Petty on stage with Lisa Marie, and they're covering, she's singing part of his song, and this is what Tom writes. Tom was an Elvis historian. He studied all things Elvis and had a deep appreciation of Elvis's love for his daughter. He would have gotten a kick out of the fact that she played his song. Lisa Marie will be deeply missed. So that, I think, maybe what it is that Lisa Marie covered him in concert.
Yeah.
This song.
Yeah.
So let's take a listen. And this is also posted.
And
of course, that is from Tom Petty. The great, the Damn the Torpedoes.
Yeah.
Need to know that whole album
is amazing. Yeah.
As an epic rock album.
She did great there.
Didn't she do good there?
That is one I never saw him. Tom Petty. Everyone loved
so good.
Him. Never
so
saw
good.
Him.
I saw him at the Met.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, wow.
At the Met Center, right, you know, before they tore it down.
Right.
Oh, wow.
And that's a big one.
A very nice security guard finally just said to my friend Lisa and I, this is the last warning I give you before I kick you out, because you're not getting back on stage no matter how many more times you flash me. Or whatever it was.
That's awesome.
I absolutely love that. I love knowing that now. I think it's hysterical.
Yeah. Anyway.
Oh my gosh. The truth comes out. Oh.
I deeply love knowing that Tom Petty was in Elvis. And I like Lisa Marie, covered that song. Need to, because that is such a good album. And I heard her on an interview talking about what kind of music she listens to. She's like, I listen to what my dad listened to. He loved gospel and he loved 70s. He loved rock and roll.
Mm-hmm.
He loved, you know, Southern, you know, LA. He loved country stuff. So
old country,
like,
other, well, yeah,
she's
old
like,
school.
Yeah, I just find I'm still drawn to anybody who makes that kind of music even now, because people still are making that. So,
but I think that's pretty common with a lot of people, because that's where your love of Elvis came from, your parents.
My mom.
Grant, you know, what were your parents' big thing?
Well, actually, that's where my love for Billy Joel came. Was they were big, big Billy Joel people.
Yeah, we do love the music that our parents. Yes.
And my dad was the sappiest person in the world.
Yeah.
We had the Beatles, and we had Barbara Streisand. We had, you know, Rainy Days and Mondays Get Me Down. What's his name?
Carpenters?
No, Carpenters.
Or Neil Diamond?
No, he loved Neil Diamond. Yeah. He loved the little guy, Paul Williams.
Paul Williams.
Who wrote all the songs. I mean.
Oh, yeah.
And we, you know. Burt Bacharach.
Yeah, we all loved what our parents, it brings us back to you when you're a kid. It's a nostalgic factor that, and that's where it comes from.
And Priscilla Presley today, she sent out a note on today would have been Lisa's 55th birthday. My wish is to protect my three grandchildren and keep our family together. So why she's fighting to invalidate the Lisa Marie Presley will, we just don't know at this point. But
she wants everyone to know she's not a bad person. She is trying to keep that family
but
together.
But it was her daughter's wish. She took her and the other guy off the thing. So we're going to be not so fast.
It doesn't mean
Priscilla.
You can't have a family together if you're not the trustee.
That is correct, Julia.
Gosh, money influences so much in this world.
Yeah. But, it's just a very perplexing situation. Anyway, what a sad day for her family having to think about all of that. And I do have a story. I just didn't have a chance to read it, but Tony Ortega put together sort of the whole storyline of Lisa Marie and Scientology and why she left and David Miscavige and testifying and the Danny Masterson and how John Travolta stays so compliant. Kind of an interesting thing, but I mean, you guys, it was like 24 pages.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be reading for you later.
It's reading for at home, Grant.
Because it's a great story, and I think you'd want to have the full scope of that, you know? Yeah. And
because Tony has covered it for a long time, so he's put it together, and I'll read it, and I'll kind of figure it out, because really, at the heart of it, I want to know, is Priscilla still in damn Scientology?
We should contact Tony and just have him on the show.
Yeah, we could do
that. Because he does that.
Yeah, that's true.
And then you don't have to read that.
Right. Good grief. All right, we got to go. It's time for Random Thoughts.
Julia's Random Thoughts.
He looks like that puppet. I don't know. He's had cheeky implants. It's just random. That's all it is.
Hi, everyone.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
I'm just double checking on something. Okay, so today, you know, we kick off Black History Month. I know that Neil Justin wrote a great article highlighting different things to watch featuring Black Americans. And that was in the Star Tribune, I think, yesterday, but you can catch it online, wasn't it?
Well, I mean, the one I'm really interested right away is the one that airs tonight on ABC, The Soul of a Nation, which is what Robin Roberts does.
Yes.
And tonight is about the history of Black entertainers in Las Vegas and how they'd perform at casinos but weren't allowed to stay there or eat there. And they've got interviews with Sammy Davis Jr.
Oh, yeah. That'll be good.
It's very, you know, again, just scandalous and sickening to think because it's like, well, that wasn't that long ago.
Right.
But that's
on ABC tonight at 7 or 8?
It's on at 8.
Okay.
One looked really good, but Neil did recommend that. Black in Vegas is what that one is called.
Okay, Black in Vegas tonight on ABC. Other things, you know, it was 45 years ago this month that the very first Black woman was on a stamp, and it was Harriet Tubman's stamp in 1978. And the stamp, how much do you think the stamps cost in 1978?
Oh, I have no idea. Were they like 10 cents?
13.
No.
Mm-hmm. 13 cents.
Love it.
And so they started their Black Heritage series. And so she was the first woman featured on 45 years ago today. But here's the one that I thought was interesting. We're not going to talk about it a lot.
Okay.
But everyone knows where they were in 2004, which was 19 years ago.
We do?
You do, because you were watching the Super Bowl halftime on February 1st, 2004, and it was
Janet Jackson.
It was Nipplegate.
Yeah. Nip slip. Yep.
And it gave the whole world a new phrase, wardrobe malfunction. I sent it to my boys already today because I just vividly remember sitting with them in our family room. I don't know where Bill was. And we were just watching the halftime show. And all of a sudden, they looked at me and said,
Is that a boob?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Is that a boob?
And we all looked at each other at the same time, and then we didn't rewind it because we didn't have. I don't think even we had DVR.
Yeah, you had rewind.
Did we at that point?
TiVo back then.
But I didn't use TiVo, so okay. I didn't. But it was just and all that and everything that happened to Janet Jackson after that. So anyway,
I was a senior in high school. I was like, oh, that was a boob.
Yeah. I know. I think my boys were like 2004, so they would have been like. Six
and
yeah. And I've disliked
college.
Justin Timberlake ever since.
I know
you have.
I have.
I never
can't stand him because he's never made it right.
He has tried, Lori,
no,
and he has
he
about
has.
All right, fine. No, whatever. We're not going down the path. We're not going down that path. But today, I want to tell people: if you check your mail once a month, you get a big blue envelope from this company called Valpak.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we all get them. Grant, you get them too, I'm sure.
Yep, big coupons.
I look and see what the coupon is. Maybe some I want.
Well, you're going to want to double look this month because in 1,000 of the Valpaks, which I believe is in every state, there's going to be a real live $10 bill.
Oh.
So don't throw it out. So make sure, because you always look. But, I mean, I'm telling you.
I always look.
Oh, yeah, me too.
I always look because inevitably there's a couple of things that I go, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad Valpak is still in your life, quite frankly. I'm glad one old-fashioned piece of mail exists still.
But this month, for people who don't look.
Yes.
Look, because $10 could be yours, and you'd hate to throw that away. I thought that was kind of a fun promotion. Okay, so this morning I watched something I'm not going to go on for a long time, but it's a no-brainer study of duh thing. But they did a study and followed infants really in utero to 9 years old and the effects of screen time.
Oh dear, I'm sure it can't be good news.
And basically, and I guess I just
scary parent alerts.
I know
parent alerts. I Julia right now.
You should not ever expose your child before they're 2 years old to any screen. And if they what they did is they did a study over like 9 years following a group of kids. And they found out that people who had early screen time, mm-hmm. it was linked to lower cognitive skills and attributed to ADHD and short-term memory and some other things. So that's just something. I was sitting on something with someone with their little kid right next to me watching something, and I don't even know that they could hold their neck up yet.
Yeah.
Because they were so young, and I'm like, what are you doing? And, you know.
I've heard of the parenting school of thought where you tell children at a very young age that those handheld devices that can spellbind a child, that they only work on long car rides and up in the air.
Mm.
It's the only place that they get the signal from the cloud is in those two things. They don't work in a house.
I love that.
They don't work at home. They don't work at a school. They only
kids
work
will
in
believe
these special
this.
Places.
Kids will believe this because Grant, Lori already knows this story, but until very fortunately for me, my kids believed I had an eye in the back of my head and I could see them because everything that happened in the minivan, which was where we spent a lot of our life, I could see through all the mirrors and everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I showed it in one book. Look, there it is. There's the back of the eye. Just made everything work in my favor. But it was
that's like the elf on the shelf. It's a way to get your kids to keep them in line.
100%. And then they followed that up by shooting a rubber-headed bow and arrow at me while I was driving on 35 from the very back seat between the window on the driver's side door and the driver's seat. So it came on my left-hand side.
It really should be in a movie, scene.
And it just stopped.
of kids.
And I'm just like,
a mom in a minivan.
And I thought we got hit.
Right.
I didn't know what happened.
Yeah.
I'm sure
you were just like, what?
Oh, no. And we pull over, and I'm like, and there's this sticking rubber, you know, arrow. And I'm like, who does that?
Who fired that?
And both your boys are just sitting there.
Whose children are you? It was one of those. I was just like, I was so stunned.
That's hilarious.
I just couldn't believe.
Oh, the adventures of kids.
Oh, they're the best though. Today is change your password day.
I have changed my password.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Tolls, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S., the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Like at least three times for our workplace here today, that because of the sign in for the payroll.
Oh, yeah. What's that?
ADP.
Oh, what's that do today?
Oh, do you want to know how many codes I got? Like 7. I kept getting, I mean, I
Oh, yeah, they keep, it doesn't work. It fails. It fails. It fails.
It fails. I was almost ready to just cry uncle and give up and have somebody come and help me, and then it finally worked.
It worked. Yeah. I didn't know today was ADP. All right, but one of the things about that is if you have a parent who doesn't know when my mom signs up for new things, she's got all of her passwords written out like everyone needs to because you can't keep them all straight.
Yeah.
But they're like capital H, small r, 78 star at capital Y, P, O.
Your mom comes up with these passwords?
No. She uses the one they suggest.
Oh.
And so it's 18 digits long. And I'm like, Mom, why you she, don't
have. No wonder she can never remember her passwords. She's writing them down wrong.
It makes me laugh so hard. And I'm like, okay, let's just change this to I love mom or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it just made me crack up. But today,
well, they do that autofill option. Would you like to take the secure password?
Yeah.
Well, if you say yes and you don't write it down, you'll never figure it out. That's what happened with me, I think, with the New York Times. It did it so fast.
Yeah, that you didn't catch it.
And my theory is they do this so you can't get back in to cancel it.
Lori, hysterical.
That's a good theory.
Isn't it?
That is
how do you cancel something if you can't even get in back in the account?
I mean, you try to call the 800 number.
Oh yeah, and that and works out. So then you go, oh well, what's $4.99 a month or whatever it is,
right?
You know, until the next bill comes and you get all mad about it again.
They want you to call because then, oh well, how about we give it to you for $2.99,
right?
Yeah. And then you stay on, but then it goes
and then
up to $4.99
Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Yeah, it's kind of funny. If you're thinking about throwing a party. When celebrating, you should do it. It's what the doctor ordered. New research suggests celebrations benefit your health and well-being more so than just buying yourself a little something if you've heard something. Have a party.
Duh.
People love it.
Yes,
it is a duh.
Have a party.
It is a duh.
But maybe people don't have enough parties for themselves and they need to be reminded.
Have parties for yourself, for your friends. Just party. There. Party. It's hump day after all, right? All right. We'll be right back. Hey, gang, Lori and Julia here for Chan Hassan Dinner Theater. And we are so excited about the new show that's kicking off this month called The Prom. Just can't wait. It's a fun, award-winning, splashy comedy musical hit show from Broadway, singing, dancing.
It won a Tony in 2019, and Chris Hewitt saw it on Broadway that year, and then when it closed, but he said it is the most fantastic show, and Chan Hassan is the first one to stage it, and we know they do it so well.
It's going to be great, so get your tickets for that. Also, Valentine's Day is coming up, and if you're looking for something fun to do with your sweetheart, Don Shelby and Nancy Nelson are doing love letters.
Which, 8 shows in February.
Yeah, so that would be something really, I mean, they were so lovely when they're on. I cannot wait to see this. Also, concert series coming up. Who's coming? The band?
Rod Stewart, Cat Stevens. And for tickets, you just go to chanhassandt.com. But I've been doing some work for us people on the Beyonce thing.
Okay, because Lori's been trying to sign up and register, and I'm trying to sign up for a pickleball court. So who's having more success?
Yeah, I am. Okay.
This is seriously what's going on.
Oh, so, Julia, wherever you were earlier and you were saying these Beyonce tickets are $2,800, that's either a scam or someone is betting on getting tickets
to work.
Right. Beyonce is doing the verified fan system with Ticketmaster, the one that Taylor Swift also did. And it is to stop people from scalping. And so, but she's Ticketmaster, and Beyonce obviously called Ticketmaster after the Beyonce and said, I'm not having that crap.
Right.
So after you go in and put in your email, then you will get, you have steps that you have to follow. And I'm going to say it's like 5 steps, Grant. Okay.
Ooh. But verification type steps, or
she's lumping her cities in together into group A, B,
yep. I mean,
regional type thing.
In a yep. regional thing.
Got
so
it.
That people's tickets are going, they're trying to stop the bots, they're trying to stop
like
the scalpers.
Good for her.
And so like for Minneapolis, we're gonna get, if we get chosen, because it's a random thing, we'll get an email on Sunday, February 12th. And then we'll get our access code, and then the Beehive Verified Fan presale will begin February 13th on Monday for Minneapolis. There were like 7 other cities.
Okay, got it.
Okay.
But I just picked Minneapolis. You know, you can pick your concert, which
right,
one
right,
you
right,
want
right.
it for. So, and all along the way through this 5-step process.
It is a 5-step process.
With my phone and everything. And then I opted out. I do not wish to get anything from Live Nation about anything, but I would take verified fan sale things on similar artists.
Okay, so when are you going to get a note? When are these going for sale?
I'll get an email on February 12th. So by doing this, basically you got to sign up as a verified fan if you don't want to have to pay scalp ticket prices, because right. by the time the general public sale happens, there's probably no tickets left.
Right.
It's all Beehive verified fan people.
Yep.
And it isn't so much like you're going to get like way better. There's going to be the prices that there's going to yes. be for the concert. It's just getting a ticket. I don't like paying scalp ticket prices.
No, I just can't believe how hard it is.
Yeah, but if yeah. you don't yep. if you don't plan on it, or if you don't do these, you know,
you gotta take the steps.
You gotta take the steps. So yep. I'm registered, and so I will be purchasing tickets only because
you just can't stop.
No, I
that's her thing.
But I kind of have luck. And
you
so
kind
I,
of have luck.
Yeah, I know.
You
I do
have horseshoe
luck.
Amazing.
I know.
Luck.
I know. So
she
I
does.
Feel like I'm going to get a verified fan.
Of course you are.
And now it's just a matter of
which verified fan.
No, with whom will I be going? Because I know I'm not going.
Because it's
you.
July. Well,
it's a Thursday, July 20th. Isn't that what you told me?
Oh, beautiful yeah. summer Thursday
night. Who did
night.
We just say was July 3rd? Oh, that was the other one you just announced.
No, yeah, June.
Joan Jett and Brian Adams.
Yeah, I think that's...
I'm going to be so devastated that I'm not going to any of these, but I'm going to... I'm taking a year off. I'm married.
Yeah.
Is that what your
that's
pathetic
my excuse
is?
No.
What was your excuse all the other years?
Kids. I have kids.
I know you were single.
I'm single.
I mean, it doesn't really matter what your status is.
I don't like to plan that far ahead.
That's
I think
correct.
That's
I think
too.
That is the number one thing with me. It gives me the hives.
Mm-hmm.
It just does.
Mm-hmm.
I have already a date on my calendar in August, and I'm just like, okay, that's it.
Yeah, right.
You know, I it is not the way I roll.
Yeah, no, I understand. It's been your.
By the way, I'm taking tomorrow on Friday. I hope right. I can find someone.
Yeah, see, that's the thing about your planning.
I know, but I've been so much better. I've been
yeah,
better.
Yeah. Well,
been
only better. Because the principal talked to you.
Mm-hmm. And everyone.
Yeah.
But not really.
Not really. Okay, so the
God,
Grammys,
you, love,
you guys.
You love how we are like high school around here. I mean, Grant's laughing over there. Yeah. The principal talked to you, a.k.a.
Yeah.
B. Arthur.
Yeah.
She did not. You
no,
know
she didn't.
Yeah, Lori, she did. You got, you were told stop with your 2 hours notice. I'm taking tomorrow off. That was, that
you
was.
You are so happy I came in today because I wanted to come in and say, I'm taking today off.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It isn't that kind of a job.
Okay, so
yes,
let's talk about the Grammys because we do have an award show on Sunday.
Uh-huh.
And it is, you know, Trevor Noah hosted it last
oh,
year.
Oh, he's yes. going to host it.
But who will not be performing? Adele, Taylor Swift. And Beyonce, even though Beyonce
is nominated,
for 9 Grammys, but you know, they did her so dirty the Lemonade year when Adele won. Even Adele was mad. Remember, we were yeah. all so shocked that we're like, what? How does that album not
right.
win everything? But
yep.
So
who is going to perform?
Well, the Loretta Lynn tribute led by
oh,
Casey
right.
Musgraves,
mm-hmm.
a tribute to Christine McVie from Mick Fleetwood and Sheryl Crow and Bonnie Raitt.
Oh.
Leading the Christine McVie, that's
right.
new. There's also supposed to be a big hip-hop tribute. And for performers for that include Bad Bunny, Mary J. Blige. We're also going to see Brandi Carlile, Steve Lacy. He had that one song, Bad Habits.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Lizzo, Kim Petras, and Sam Smith. Harry Styles is performing, Julia. Interesting lineup of people presenting.
I like this.
Okay, so we have Billy Crystal.
I love that one. Love that one.
Love that. Viola Davis.
Love that very much.
Because she got so dissed.
Yes.
James Corden. I don't know. Is this airing on CBS? It must be.
It is. Of course okay.
It is, yes.
Olivia Rodrigo and Shania Twain are presenting. And who else?
You got the First Lady. Jill Biden apparently is going to be presenting as well.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, Dwayne The Rock Johnson is another one. Cardi B.
I heard Olivia a bad Rodrigo. Rumor. Did you guys hear this rumor on Bradley and Dawn? On their...
Blind Item?
Yeah.
Crazy Days and Nights.
That The Rock and Gal Gadot...
Yeah.
Are having a thing?
Yeah. No!
I swear, and it was kind of like...
Are
not,
they filming something
yes,
together?
They are.
Yeah,
yes,
I think
and it
so,
wasn't.
Yeah.
It wasn't like...
I could see how that could happen.
Yeah. Well, she just had her second child not long ago, and...
You can... That's
yeah,
what
I know,
do
and
anything.
He... I heard that on their show, and it was kind of like, Grant, do you see anything on it?
The movies, they're Fast X, I guess, mm-hmm. is going to, no, Red Notice. It's they were in Red Notice together mm-hmm. in 2021. That was that.
So they already know each other.
So they've been, that was with Ryan Reynolds. Remember that one that was on Netflix?
Yes.
That movie?
Yes.
It could have started. Oh, it could have started. Oh, this
well,
is
look
dicey.
For a lipstick stain on The Rock's t-shirt when he comes out to present on Monday, on Sunday
there
night.
There you go.
I hope not.
I know. I was just, but I just.
I like The Rock.
Well, we don't know if it's true, but he kind of said it.
Well, the Music Cares tribute, which Clive Davis has, you know, on Friday, where our friend Tanya is probably going. Yes. It's a tribute to Motown. But Stevie Wonder and Diana Ross have not been announced. Rita Wilson, Brandi Carlile, Sheryl Crow, John Legend, Michael McDonald, Trombone Shorty.
Oh, I love Trombone Shorty.
I do too, but it's a real lack of actual Motown people.
Yeah.
I'm very...
You know, that's... Yeah. So we'll see. It's eclectic. There's probably going to be surprises, but... I mean, I certainly hope Miss Ross will be able to be there. And then the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame... We got our, 14 nominee. It's an eclectic list, I'll say that.
Did you get your girl or not?
Who?
Sure.
No, she'd screw them.
She got screwed again.
You know what was the biggest shocker to me on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame who was on the nomination list? I mean, Cyndi Lauper, and she'll get in. But Willie Nelson... At the almost the age of 90, is not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
That's surprising.
How he's you think beyond labels. He's still writing albums, and there are at least probably a dozen inductees that are in there because they're influenced by Willie Nelson.
Oh, wow. That's unbelievable.
We got to ask John Bream. I can never understand how...
Who
this
gets nominated?
And, roll.
And is there someone looking at like these great musicians and their age
well,
to make
do
sure?
You do have to have been 25 years in the business to be eligible to be nominated.
But I wonder on the other end if there's someone looking like, oops, they're going to die pretty soon. Let's get them in. I mean, it's a lot of people.
But how is he not in already? How has Cher, you know, not ever Stop. Been? I mean, really, it is. It is the thing that just makes you go, well, okay, so the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
We'll ask John
that.
Bream how they come up with the nominations.
And he
Missy
tells
Elliott.
Us. Yeah, Missy Elliott.
I love her.
Jack White of the White Stripes, George Michael, A Tribe Called Quest, The Spinners, Iron Maiden. They've been nominated before. Remember, these like 14 names, they'll get whittled down to 6.
Oh, right? Yeah. Because then is that when they have all, like, is that when the critics vote to get a window down, or do the fans vote to get it down?
It might be fan, because we did this with Dolly.
We did that with Dolly. We had that fan vote with Dolly. I'm curious.
Yeah. So
not a bad list, but we're just missing Cher.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know,
we'll
it's
fight
just
forever.
Always, it's just kind of a, when you look at the list, you're like, huh, what? Willie Nelson? You know, you'd think if anyone would be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame would be that old rocker dude.
He should have been, there.
You know, geez Louise. And he's still putting out albums and going to be performing at the Holiday Bowl at the end of April.
And we have a little audio that we'll play later in our show from him.
We do. I like it. Mm-hmm. All right, listen, we got to go. It's time to Hollywood Speak. Okay, Julia, let's get to it, shall we?
Yes.
So I don't know if you know about this mom who's got two sons playing in the Super Bowl. There's a Chiefs and an Eagle player. They're called Jason and Travis Kelce.
They're called. Their names
are. Their names are.
You're acting like these two. These guys are very... very big sports guys.
Okay, yeah, but these guys look ginormous in the photos.
Yeah, they do. Two of the biggest, best players in the NFL.
Okay, so Savannah has the mom on, and now I'm only interested in the story because I see the pictures of the boys, and they say this is the first time in NFL history that brothers are going to be playing against each other
in a Super Bowl.
We've had coaches... but never coach against each other, but never brothers play against.
So now I'm interested.
This is awesome.
I'm going to listen to the thing. And Savannah says, so are you rooting for any particular team in the Super Bowl? And she just says, yes, the offense.
Okay, hysterical.
And what's the Hollywood speak on that?
Her kids both play on either offensive line.
That's correct.
Yeah. Well, one's an offensive lineman, one's a tight end.
Right, so they're both on the offense.
So they're both on the offense.
So that's, I'm sure.
Yeah. She's been asked that a million times. The answer, I don't think, ever gets old. And I looked at Casey and I go, why'd she say that? And he goes, they're both offensive players.
That's what I figured.
And I said, that's what I was thinking. But I'm going to ask Julia today and see if she, but of course you did, you're a football lady.
Well, Travis,
so many people are.
I know.
This is Travis Kelce was interviewed after they won because it was the second game on Sunday talking about, you know, they were like, hey, you and your brother are going to play. How was that feeling? He goes, my mom can't lose.
That's right.
That's the perfect answer.
Yeah. And she had a jersey that she had made.
Split.
And it's split.
Yeah.
That's so cute with a half Chiefs, half Philadelphia Flyers. I absolutely love that.
Yeah. This is cool. And so, and these are some. The one guy was
Travis,
huge.
But that's his. Yeah, his other brother Ben for the Eagles is big, but Travis Kelce is a very good-looking gentleman.
They look like just big, handsome lumberjacks that could spin you around, and your feet wouldn't have to touch the ground for days.
I know, Grant. Do you think this is going to be a good game?
Yes,
I do too.
I think it's great. Also, the fact of the matter is Andy Reid for 13 season coached the former Philadelphia Eagles, and now for 10 seasons has coached the Kansas City Chiefs. So he's playing his old team. And one thing, if he wins this game, he will become the most winningest coach in Kansas City history. So he could beat his former team to become the most winningest coach in Kansas City history.
Now that is the kind of a deep dive that someone is unexpectedly learning here today.
Yes, a little small sport, accidental sports.
That's
talk.
Right.
It's going to be, the game is close, that's all we want. Okay.
But I just have
one more question for Grant, and I know.
But we're getting back to Hollywood speaking now, Julia. Unless you have something for Grant to Hollywood speak.
I do.
We're not going to have this accidental sports
talk. No, I do.
What is the phrase that he's Hollywood speaking?
You are Hollywood speaking, Sean, the new coach for for the Broncos. What's, why is this such a hullabaloo?
Oh, because he's
a cheater.
He's a big cheater, but
look at it. I didn't even know what I guessed.
But the biggest part is he's a cheater for us, and the other part is they own the rights. The Saints own the rights to him, so they had to give up a bunch of picks to get him to come to Denver when Denver already gave up picks and money to get this quarterback.
This
so
is
now
why we call it Hollywood speak. We don't have to go into big, long explanations. Yeah. We can just
people have sold
cheater.
Their souls for this guy.
And
we'll see if he's good enough.
Yeah, they're actually giving away draft picks for a coach. It's unbelievable.
I'm so good at
this. Has never happened before.
Yeah. It has, but it hasn't happened for a long time.
But Julia, let's admire the Hollywood speak that's going on here. And I knew nothing about the situation.
But I'm glad
he is
a
cheater.
I needed to know the scandal. So this is unusual that you're giving up draft picks to hire a head coach.
Very much
now
so.
Now I get it.
Yeah, very much so.
All right.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that was all over everything. And I'm like,
it's been the biggest stupid news.
Just
of the
like,
day.
You know, the Empire State Building lit up green and white for the Eagles. And they were surprised that people yelled at them.
I know. And the Giants are in their division.
I wonder if the person who ran the social media, like if that person got let go.
No.
Or they're an Eagles fan by chance.
We know fan. We are all have the Empire state of mind now. We haven't been thinking about that building in a while.
Yes, we have. Yeah, that's a good one to follow. That one, I just wonder, someone for sure got a warning, if not losing their job, because there's the Empire State Building, you know, these Twitter accounts for iconic things.
Like Lake Superior.
Lake Superior, Wendy's. They have a tonality and a thing, and it's just like, that one is just so dumb.
You cross the line there. When the New York Giants are in the same division as the Philadelphia Eagles, and not only are in the same division, they're practically like the biggest rivals. That is something you do not do. That would be like the IDS going purple and yellow for the Packers if they made it to the Super Bowl.
Green and yellow.
Yeah, we would not want
Or putting a green and yellow on the football stadium and then commissioning some kind of a cheese head to go on the very top that could be balanced by Cirque du Soleil people.
Which is coming to the Excel this summer.
Well,
that's
done.
Another thing that's coming that hasn't been in a while. Okay, Hollywood speak this.
Okay.
Wendy's just snagged Lisa Barlow from The Real Housewives of Salt Lake to be their spokesperson.
Well, I guess this is a lesson to all future reality stars. Please proclaim your love out loud and be filmed on camera as much as possible with specific
items if you want an endorsement.
Specific fast food chain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, she loves fast food.
But she specifically name drops Wendy's, and there's another one. Bad, you know what? And Lisa, she's not my favorite.
I know it, but I still want to try the Wendy's new strawberry frosty that I've never tried.
Yeah, you should do it. But that's the lesson. And get filmed, because she was filmed on camera. She was always going through a drive-up.
John, we got to go to a drive-up. I need my Wendy's. You know? That's what I was kind of hoping if our YouTube channel, you know, would take off. I'm just always going to wear a certain line of clothes. I'm just teasing Lori.
Okay, I want you to see.
It says My Talk on it to get an endorsement for My Talk.
We already do that every day. See if you would have any idea. This was overheard or overread on page 6. It was a classic New York house party somehow, even if it wasn't a one-bedroom. It wasn't stifling, and the ankle monitor over her tights was chic.
Who's on home arrest?
Who are they talking about?
Who's on house arrest right now?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I got to think of who's on house arrest in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
The lady, Anna. Anna, inventing Anna. I am Anna.
You're poor. I am rich.
So they started filming her new reality show, Dinner Parties with Anna, with the ankle bracelet.
Apparently, this story is so funny. The party took place at what I'm going to call Clubhouse Arrest.
Mm-hmm.
And
I love that.
Mm-hmm. And it was Well, designer Cynthia Rowley and her daughter, Rachel Rabbit White, hold yourself for how like sickeningly cute that name is, Ben Whittacomb, Dr. Alex Blinsky, probably a dermatologist, some dudette by the name of Kat Martnell, and everyone had to sign NDAs, and page 6 got a copy of the NDA, and at the bottom, it had a space for your social security number.
So you could get paid.
I'm going to say that nobody put down their social security numbers with a known scammer like Anna.
I was thinking the production team was collecting that for payment.
I just hope. Well, NDAs and social security, they should never be on the same document. But I just hope that the fake
accidental law speak now.
The fake social security numbers don't take down some poor lady or man in Ohio because you come up
Jen
with a
Shaw
real number.
Jen Shaw wasn't invited.
Yeah, jeez, please. Her ankle monitor looked chic over her top.
Someone's been done bedazzling it.
Oh,
it's going to be designer every week. That's funny.
No.
Just to hear her talk, it would be kind of interesting. Yeah. All right. Well, now, Lori, I'm like, are you getting up to go? I don't know what you're...
I heard the music.
No, he was playing the Law & Order music for the accident legal attack.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh, you're so funny.
Okay. This is so glamorous. You people are boring me. Don't you have a better story? Is this really a such a scary number?
There you go.
You know, she's fighting getting deported.
And she has been for 2.5 years.
And getting paid to host. I mean, I don't know. I probably will
only
watch
in America
the stupid show.
I will watch it too because.
But no, I mean, that list didn't inspire a lot.
Well, Cynthia Raleigh is kind of interesting that she would put her name on it.
I mean, I've seen her tags on stuff at TJ Maxx. That's all I know about Cynthia Raleigh.
Who's the blonde internet source trader that Pamela Anderson befriended?
The blonde Tracy guy. Anderson?
No,
or?
Pamela Anderson. That internet guy that were like, what is she doing with that guy?
We need more clues.
Okay, yeah, he is no longer allowed in America. He released all these government documents. The blonde guy.
Oh, the WikiLeaks.
With WikiLeaks.
No,
the one who was married to Zsa Zsa?
No.
Oh, Julian Assange.
Yes. So this, because you and I always wondered, how did that happen?
Yeah, right.
Okay, so.
Is that in the documentary?
Yeah, she was friends, very good friends with Vivian Westwood. And Vivian Westwood introduced her to
Julian.
Julian Assange. And then her next statement was, she's a truth seeker.
Yeah, ever do anything other than make out in a bathtub?
No.
I don't know if we have to read the book for that.
Oh, I'm even grossed out by that.
Well, I mean, you know, baths are fun. And they're
with
good,
albinos?
Clean fun. Yeah, he's not an albino, Julia. Yeah. He's an interesting man to Pamela. Remember, her heart seeks love.
It does.
She did love falling in love.
Yeah,
she did. That's
it
what I learned.
It's so fun.
Yeah.
It is fun. All right, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.